Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Believe it or not, June 29th will be the 50th anniversary of the release of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And they are releasing the film now on 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray and digital.
Oh, my gosh. What does that even mean?
I have no idea. I may as well have just said something in Russian.
I have it on VHS.
I have no idea what I just said. But it's a pretty good quality version, I'm guessing.
So you love this movie?
On Tuesday, they're going to release all this digitally, so you can stream it or you can pick up the Blu-rays if you're interested.
So even though you were a little older, I mean, I was like 7 or so, so I could see it's in my wheelhouse. But even though you were a little older, you still...
I loved it.
Yeah.
I love movies like this.
Yeah,
I mean, I love the fantasy of the...
I think that's great that you could, because, I mean, you were a teenager, and it would have been kind of almost like at that time, it would have been cool not to like it.
Oh,
you know
I had
what
to
I mean?
Stop. I had to do something when I wasn't listening to John Denver.
And Leo Sayer.
I was big into John Denver in 1971.
Who wasn't?
But I love the movie. Gene Wilder, Jack Albertson, and the kids in this movie. Peter Ostrom, who played Charlie Bucket. And Julie Dawn Cole, Veruca Salt, and Paris Thiemann, who was Mike TV, and also the actor named Michael Bolner, who was Augustus Gloop. We did a Zoom call with the four kids who are now in their 50s and 60s. But it was delightful to see them again and to get some very interesting memories from them and the making of this movie. I started off with them, just having them introduce themselves so you'll know which voice is which.
Pete Ostrom, and I played Charlie Bucket in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, released in 1971. So here we are, our 50th anniversary.
And I'm Julie Dawn Cole, better known as Veruca Salt. Snozberry. Who ever heard of a Snozberry?
Yes, I'm Paris Thiemann, and 50 years ago this year, I was Mike TV in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and as you can see, I'm still being transported by television.
And, of course, last but not least, Michael.
Hello, my name is Mike DeBellner. I play the character of Augustus Gloop. I still live in Munich, where the film was done, and I'm always hungry.
I guess that, you know, I'm so curious what each of your experiences were like during the making of this film. I think it was the first film for all of you, I think. But Peter, why don't you start off and just, you know, talk a little bit about what this experience was like and what you wound up doing.
Sure. I had a wonderful experience during my almost 5 months of shooting in Munich, Germany. And the film was great, but living in Munich as a 12-year-old kid was very special. That almost had as much of an impact on me growing up as did the film. I didn't pursue acting. I'm a veterinarian in upstate New York and continue to work to this day and look back at my contribution to this film with nothing more than, or nothing but warm, positive feelings. It's a great group of people that I've come to know through the experience of this film. Gene Wilder and Jack Albertson were just gems. And that people are still interested in discussing this film is a real treat. So, you know, just it's been a great experience. It's been a great ride.
And Michael, how about for you? Did you pursue acting? Did you stay in after you did this movie?
No, I just had two little side roles, but then I quit acting and made my career as a tax accountant in Munich.
The tax accountant, very interesting.
Yes.
And are people aware of your movie history when you're doing their tax work for them?
Not at all. You have to know the film is not famous in Germany. Nobody knows the film until the version of Johnny Depp came up. So when I told the people I was a part of the Willy Wonka movie, Nobody knows.
How about that? And Paris, how about for you?
I started acting before the film when I was six and was doing Broadway and commercials prior to that. I see you have some Broadway memorabilia behind you.
Yes.
Did it through college in any case, and then stopped and did a number of other things. I was at Walt Disney Imagineering for a while. I traveled around a lot and went to 62 countries around the world, and I was a financial advisor for 6 years. So just a variety of different things. I'm kind of semi-retired right now and, happy.
It's all that matters. Julie, tell me a little about your experience and also what you're doing now, but also what advice would you have for, kids who are actors? That's a tough spot to be in, isn't it?
It is. Probably more for the parents, as take care of them, because it's a tough old world. I wouldn't wish it on my children. They're grown up now, thank goodness, and they don't want to do it. But I wouldn't want a child of mine to be an actor. It's really high pressure, and it's a tough world to be in. If you want to do it, you're going to do it anyway, and nobody's going to stop you. So, what advice would I give? Think carefully. It was a good life for me. I had a good time doing it. I'm now a psychotherapist, so maybe I am qualified to speak about it. And I carried on acting after Willy Wonka. I was probably the only one of us that, carried on into, an adult career. But I quit 15 years ago to train as a psychotherapist. But I had a good career, and I did some theatre and TV over here in the UK, a couple of other movies. One with this guy called Colin Firth. You might have heard of him.
It's so nice to see you all. And, really all I can say is thank you for, giving us such a memorable part of our childhoods.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dean.
And good to see you still wearing the lederhosen there, Michael.
Yes, it's traditional.
It's traditional for all tax accountants. All tax accountants should be
I've got a perfect puzzle for you.
My guest should wear lederhosen.
He was actually, like me?
He was wearing lederhosen for the interview.
That's so
perfect. I'll show you on TV if you want to see what they all look like.
Yeah. What time is it?
I'm going to run this tomorrow morning around 6:45 in the morning and about 8:45.
Cool.
Tomorrow morning. I was sorry I wasn't able to snag any Oompa Loompas.
I know. Not even one oomp?
I don't know who. Where do I go? Is there a directory of Oompa Loompas?
There's isn't it, Oompaloompa.com? Isn't there some kind of.
I hate to think what might be there. We actually should go there.
Well, did you see the recent Apple commercials for their new phone with the new colors? They were using the Candyman.
Yeah, right.
And actually the original version, not the Sammy Davis Jr. version.
Yeah, the one that was from the movie.
The film.
Yeah.
Is Anthony Newley still alive?
He is not.
Oh, because he wrote all the music for
that. Yeah, he is not.